Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time here with Corey and Kevin. As we just heard from Pete, he's down at Palmas de Cortez with our Fall Spectacular. Great tournament going on there. Sounds like some good fishing for the boys down south, and we're certainly glad to hear that. And maybe we'll get a little wrap-up from him, but I think the writing's on the wall. Those guys are going to be diving and fishing tomorrow. I got a feeling we're not going to be getting that update tomorrow. But,
I agree, lots
of fun. And, man, just a great time in the studio here talking fun and fishing with Kevin. And if you want to join us, it's been a very, very busy morning.
Super busy, Rick. And there is one open line right now. It'll be yours, 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number. Get a hold of us here. Got a question for Kevin? Just want to talk fishing and good times? Or you can text us via the app. You got a question for any of us? Got one for Kevin on his adventures or maybe his next trip? Maybe you're going on the trip. Have a question, right? So give us a shout, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
So cool.
Right?
Nice.
I know it, man.
Yeah.
It's just been an incredible, God, I mean, I could say an incredible season, but it's just been an incredible handful of seasons. And from the big bluefin to the limits of Dorado and just the tuna fish are catching now. I mean, there might only be 25 tuna fish on the boat, but they're for the most part, they're all legitimate, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's not little 5 to 8 pound footballs.
It's so fun watching the San Diego and the Liberty and the, you know, and the Grande and those guys. Like, it's like they're just taking one day out of the middle of a 5 day trip. You know what I mean? I mean, variety of great Dorado and school sized tuna and bites on the Colt Sniper. And I mean, this is fantastic fishing that's going on right now.
And I think about that price, Rick. I look at what they're charging, right? How in the heck can I even fuel up my boat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's just take, and of course, some of gasoline, even there, right? So I've got my fuel bill.
Sure.
Let's say I go buy 2 scoops of bait.
Sure.
Right?
No doubt, man. I mean, you're well below that right off the bat. You haven't even got off the dock yet.
Right.
You're putting new fluorocarbon shots on all your gear, a little bit of the prep. You're buying your lunch and your snacks. It's just,
So for less than my fuel bill and less than my bait bill, I can hop on the San Diego or the Liberty right now and have a trip of my life.
No doubt, man.
Right. That's
pretty
all a good time. So
pretty hard to beat.
You can win that today. So when you do text us, make sure you leave your name and your telephone number on the text or give us a call at 213-432-1090.
Right on. With that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with the Fish Pros in the market, now you can purchase fresh fish. They sell their smoked and jerkied fish, all of the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their tuna burger, the poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. You talk about how good the fishing has been. That's exactly it. This is still happening. All of the processors are just full.
Overloaded.
I mean, they are overloaded. There is more fish.
Unreal.
More people that want to have their fish vacuum sealed and done right.
Than time or ability. And so the only people that are getting their fish cut are those that have made the pre-reservation. It's super easy. Just text that number, 619-255-3128. They will return all their texts. Usually if you try to call in the morning, because it's that way, it's all hands on deck. The people who would normally be answering the phones, they're in the back with a knife in their hand or a backpack bag in their hand. So, yeah, shoot them a text and just say, hey, I'm going on a trip. I would like to make a reservation. Everything will get you taken care of after that.
And, man, if you're signing up for your trip right now for next year.
Oh, dude, 100%.
Like, sign up right now.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you?
A year early isn't a thing. You know who your favorite way to get your fish done afterwards. Mine's going to Raymond at Fisherman's Processing, and I'm jumping on whatever, I'm booking my Shogun trip for next year, you make your reservation the same deal. Just call over to those guys. Hey, I'm on this trip on the Shogun next year. I want to put myself down for a reservation. Then yours is the first fish cut when they come back.
How cool is it? So when I text Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-3128, and I'm letting them know I'm on the Shogun next year, you know, let's say December 6th trip.
Yeah.
Did they just text you a thumbs up, or, I mean...
Yeah, they're great about getting back to everybody, and it will usually just be a reply, hey, sounds good, Corey, we got you down, no problem, see you then. If there's follow-up that needs to be happening, you'll usually get a phone call from Melanie, sometimes from Sean. Yeah, they're rad, good people.
I like it.
Yep, no doubt.
Good times.
Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on there. It's time for our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line right now with our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Corey and Kevin. Great show, man. And you know, I was just listening to you talking about that fish process and thinking about all those years that I fished long range dealing with all those piles of fish at the end of the trip.
Oh,
back
yeah.
in head wonder, what
all,
in the
all the
hell
popsicles.
Are we gonna do?
Oh man.
And now it's so organized and so professional. Just hands off to all them guys down there. But anyway, so our fantastic fall fishing guys continues in fine style. I got to say, we got an awful lot of fish in so many different areas. And this weekend, we got the bonus of some nice weather, too. So hopefully you're getting out there to enjoy it. Without a doubt, I think that 2022 is going to go down as the year of the Dorado. It's just up here above the border. You know, I talk about them, you know, below the border stuff, but up here again, we, you know, we had that wide open fishing all summer of just incredible volume of fish. I mean, like nobody's ever seen before. And then it backed off here for, I don't know, a couple weeks, actually. And then this week, full-on rebite. And I'm not so sure this is the same stuff just coming back up. I think that this, you know, my feeling is this is the fish from up above us trickling back down probably on the way out of here. But, man, I'm telling you, the last couple days, it's been really good fishing. That best zone was from up above the 14 a little bit, down toward the 209 and 312, and then in toward Oceanside a little bit like that. And, you know, it's mostly still kelp paddy fish. There's a few open water schools, but, you know, it's, what's really cool is that they're bigger because those things grow so fast. And they're definitely biting good, but they still respond to that light line, small hook, and a hot bait. But, man, it's good fishing. And I'd get after it. I wouldn't anticipate this lasting a whole real long time. And then also in that same sector, kind of from the A Bank, the Avalon Bank, over to the 14 and then down toward the 267 a little bit, there's more than a few marlins scattered in there. You know, they've been pretty good here the past few days, and there's also a sprinkle of tuna in there. And don't let that water being a little off color fool you. They really don't care that much. Plenty of bait in there. And then there is a little bit of tuna fish that inner area, but the real meat is lined up outside the 499 zone is kind of the upper area. I was looking at it on AIS this morning. It's crazy how the boats are stacked up on it. Excuse me. And then down from there toward the west end of Clemente and then down the backside there, like 3 to 6 off the backside of Clemente, which is kind of getting to be the traditional fall area. There's been quite a bit of fish scattered throughout. The daytime fish for the smaller boats is still fast plugs and spreader bars and flying fish on the kites. And then nighttime fishing is knife jigs, flat balls, and heavy tackle, guys. There's a lot, and I mean a lot, of 200-plus-pound fish in the mix out there. And you need that heavy gear, and you need to pull hard on these fish, guys. And then also mixed in is some beautiful yellowfin tunas. Most of that yellowfin out there, in that outer area, that's like 40 to 60s. And you want to keep a close eye on the dolphin schools. That's where a lot of that stuff is being caught. And just, God, just a beautiful grade of fish. And then speaking of yellowfin, and this is crazy, and I hope that somebody can explain this to us here one of these days because I don't quite get it. But there's been some more great big yellowfin. I mean like the real deal yellowfin, 150-plus, up off Fort Bragg. And they're in that little spot of warmer water, which I was told was 64, 65, which is nothing for what we normally associate 150-pound yellowfin with. But, you know, it's mixed in with marlin dorado, a bunch of that bluefin, and a few albies in the cooler water inside. So it's a pretty strange mix, and I hope one day we get a good answer as to what the hell they're doing up there, because it sure just is very, very different. But regardless, guys, there's a lot of fishing around, and it's definitely time to go fishing.
That fish is just not supposed to be there, and I think that's what makes it so cool. You know what I mean? Like, it is just not – there's not supposed to be those big, giant, you know, big, sickled 150-pounders. Like, that fish doesn't even look right there. It's just – it's so cool. It's so cool, and guys are going albacore fishing and getting stopped by – whether they be big eyes or big yellow fins, and hearing stories of guys getting smoked and spooled, and then, you know, this guy got them, and this one got hooked on the right tackle, and it came in. It's been very fun to watch those guys teeing off on those big ones, Mark.
You know, I saw some pictures here a few days ago, and, you know, from all the long-range fishing I did, you know, we obviously get those yellowfin with the big sickles on it, but it seems like those fish I'm seeing up there, they even got, like, longer sickles on
it. I agree,
so,
yeah. It's like a Hawaiian stock of fish.
Exactly, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, pretty cool, Mark.
It's crazy. And
if somebody wants to keep in touch with what's going on at Pacific Edge, if somebody wants to get the best bait tanks in the business, or just find out what the latest has, how do we keep in touch with you, Mark?
Well, Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's definitely time to go fishing, guys. It's really good in so many areas right now. It's fun stuff. Time to go.
You forgot something, Mark. I have to drop
it
in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
On the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, next to what?
The big Chevron station.
There it is.
Where I'm sure fuel is very cheap today.
No, it is. Listen to this. He was this guy. If he's, you know, the owner probably hear me if he heard all this, but they were up to $6.98 here a few days ago.
Oh my gosh!
And then overnight he dropped it to $6. It's a hell of a deal now. $6.68.
Oh, man, cheap, yeah. Time to stock up. What a great deal.
Oh, well, great talking with you, Mark. Awesome report. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, guys, we'll see you.
All right, let's head on now down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our great buddy Marcos. Marcos from C4 is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Yeah, Marcos on the radio, Marcos.
Marcos in the office, waiting for some more fish to be caught, waiting for those reports to keep rolling in here. And starting to sound really like a broken record here, where it's been great fishing over the last week here. A little dip in there briefly, but half day still catching calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, whitefish. I think they hooked a couple halibut earlier in the week there, some ling cod. So, again, about what you would expect for a great half-day season so far. Yellowtail weren't very cooperative this week. I don't think we saw any yellowtail on the half-day, but we did see a couple bonita in the mix there. So, overall, great fishing there. Those full-day trips, still catching Dorado. Limits on a lot of those trips, if not all of them. I think they've missed a couple times there. We only maybe had 60 Dorado on a full-day trip there. So some bluefin in the mix, occasional yellowfin, but like you said, this is, you know, we're going into the middle of October here, and they're still catching all these fish. Great fishing all around. Overnights, longer trips, still seeing bluefin and yellowfin, Dorado, occasional yellowtail in the mix. So definitely not time to put away that gear. And actually, it might be time to just refresh that line and get back out there, because there's lots of good fishing going on. Weather's cooled off a bit. It's nice and comfortable out there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the overnights and longer. You can make your reservations straight online there. Just call at the office if you have any questions or you just want to make the reservations over the phone there, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. Get your gear tuned up and get out there fishing.
Time for it, Marcos. Great time, great weather here. It's just, this is it, man. Local summer. We love it. And fish are biting, weather's right. It's still very busy at Seaforth, but, you know, there's now opportunities to go. We're in the middle of summer. It's a straight gridlock. Like, this is what we live for, buddy. We appreciate a great report as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right, appreciate that. Well, speaking of not time to put your gear away, we got a little bonus to our report. Our good buddy Tommy P is on the line. Morning, Tommy.
I can't wait for this one. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, guys. Listen, this report is just so perfect for what's going on, Corey, with you and Kevin. But, Corey, you'll love this one. You know, we Wayne and I have been fishing like 5 years in a row with Captain Benny from Coastal Charters.
Here we go.
And Captain Benny has a record on the boat. It's 126 calico bass for the day.
Wow.
Well, Wayne and I a couple years ago came close to breaking that record at 111, but we stopped for lunch. So the guys were ribbing me this year. Said, we're not going to stop for lunch until we break this record. Well, we did stop for lunch, and we did break the record.
Hey.
We came in with 131 fish.
Jeez, incredible.
I'm telling you, if you haven't fished with Captain Benny, now he's threatening to hang it up. You know, we've all heard that before. And you know what? He's going to do it. But if you haven't taken this trip, and if you get lucky enough to go over to Clemente with him, and if you get lucky enough to get a day like we did last Wednesday, where there was no weather, a little bit of wind, and the ride coming back, I didn't take one drop of spray. Oh, I mean, it was unbelievable. Awesome. But we just had a fabulous, fabulous day of fishing with Captain Benny on, and you know, and his fish finder, Corey, his fish finder's in his head.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what
he
does.
Yeah, there you go.
He doesn't use electronics.
Hey,
Benny,
I'll tell you, Tommy is one of, well, as you've experienced, is one of the most savviest guys on this planet. And and when you're largemouth fishing, when you're calico bass fishing, honestly, I want to know water temp. That's about it. It's all visual, and he knows where to set you up, and that area kelp and the current going this way. As Dave Hansen says, the fish finder, you know, is not a finder. It's giving you depth. It's giving you water temp. But, Benny, that is cool, man. I'm sure he's got some open dates coming here, too, Tommy.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, we had booked in August, and Benny canceled because, you know, back then there was a lot of wind going on. So he canceled, and we rescheduled it. But, you know, he books up, you know, he books up fast and you know, he doesn't, you know, anyway, you got to do it. But I will tell you too that I had the 150 Crotto, the DC, on one of my bass rods, and I was using that. And that was just, it was epic fishing. Benny'd say,
Good. Tommy, just hear it in your voice, man. What a cool trip and a great opportunity going with Coastal Charters. And like you said, Benny's got such a great program. Whether you're a tackle nut or you have nothing, he provides everything or nothing in the best of ways. The boat, the gear, his program is so dialed, like no one else's is.
From Shimano, Gamakatsu, he's got all the sunglasses, he's got everything going on. Yep. Coasters.
Well, I'm glad you guys had such a great trip, and the only thing I got to ask, Tommy, is who had the bigger fish, you or Wayne?
Oh,
I think Wayne, well, the fish ran.
I can assure you it was not Tommy.
Wayne did. But Benny had some good ones. The fish were running anywhere from three. We had some that went over a little over five.
Ooh,
so the quality of the fish was really good. But I'm going to have to defer that to Wayne. And then I want to mention real quickly, if I can, guys, Cowboy's birthday's today.
Hey,
so,
all right.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Cowboy.
Happy birthday.
I'm sure he's listening. Anyone that wants to call him, please call him and wish him happy birthday. So appreciate you guys taking my call. And, you know, let's go fishing.
I love it. Well said. There it was, Tommy. Appreciate it very much. Great report.
Right,
glad
guys.
You were able to add to the catch report and had a great time fishing with Benny and Coastal Charters, man. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, Benny's
all right,
the
guys.
Man. Yeah,
that's
so
cool. That's great.
Yeah, we'll have to have him call in. I don't know if he's got any open dates, but, man, Clemente is just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place, man.
And on that rig with
the gear?
Guy. Yeah, I mean,
are you kidding me?
Hell, that's
his knowledge?
Trip. Yeah, that's
like
it.
Like Tommy said, he didn't need the quote-unquote fish finder.
Yeah.
Well, he had the fish finder.
Exactly. He's behind the sticks. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, want to remind you, Dana Landing on Mission Bay, that's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle store, the full deli, they have snacks, beverages, ice, boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake, Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. And the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info on everything. And, Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Ricky, it was good to see you yesterday, as always. I got two questions. The first is, I'm leaving tomorrow on a two-day trip on the Tomahawk for the CCA Charter Challenge.
Nice.
For those Dorado. And I'm fishing the Tranks 200. What would you, swim bait-wise or slug-wise, whatever, Corey, what would you rig up and throw at them? And then my second question is for the flatfall, the new style of the jig fishing, right? Where you're do you do that? And if you do, how do you do that?
Well, I'll handle the swim bait one first, John.
I like it.
And it's Dorado are just the weirdest fish ever, right? And they're either going to eat it or they're not. And most times, like the pressured fish locally, pressured being the fact that maybe a boat hit it yesterday, right? And you're on it today. They just get super finicky with the swim bait. Just stick with the live bait, honestly. If there's 50 fish on the boat, they have probably 49 of them were on a sardine, you know?
Yeah.
And like Dave Hansen gave that tip, and a texter texted in, and he used a mackerel. And I'm not going to say go mackerel, but maybe that 8-inch sardine, a 7-inch sardine instead of the 5-inch might do it for you.
And yeah, you said it best. You could hit a Dorado kelp where they're stupid, they'll bite anything, and you know,
spaghetti noodles.
Yeah, you want to have fun and catch them on the light bass rig, man, all about it. But I think you're right. The day in and day out, if your goal was to put that fish on the boat, you can't beat a fly line sardine on the 25 pound.
Absolutely,
like, that's
not.
Just that thing was those things were made for each other.
Absolutely, I agree.
What about knife jig fishing, Kevin? He kind of alluded to that. What's the outfit of choice like, and what's the technique for trying to catch a big one in the dark on the knife jig?
I fish like a Mac 30 with 130 and an Axis 4X. And what I do, a little trick that I've been showing guys on the boat as far as the charters, is what I'll do is I'll take my jig and I'll tie it off to the stern or hook it to the stern, walk up to the bow in the XL, which is 123 feet, take my marker and put at least a foot or more of black ink on my white Spectra just to know, okay, I'm at 125 feet right there.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it around the cat up front, walk it all the way back to the stern.
Oh,
okay,
there you go.
Okay, so now I'm at 240,
yeah.
Right? So I have you got to do a big enough mark that you can see your line going out. Yeah, because guys will do little marks and it's going so quick, it's like gone. Yeah. So at least a foot. So normally the guy's going to say, okay, we got fish at 150 or 200 or wherever they are. So you drop that thing down, I'll drop it through them. You know,
yep.
See, okay, I'm looking at 240 right now. Same thing, you've got all your form, you're locked in with your arm on your side plate, you're laying your foregrip on the rail, you're probably at a 45-degree angle, line pointed directly at your jig, and when you're bit on the sink, you're just winding. You wind them on. If not, you just nice, steady grind back up. It's not wahoo fishing, just a nice, easy grind. You come tight to them, keep it tight. Like I said, keep it tight, tight, tight on jig fishing.
You made a great point, too, that you're fishing, you know, you're fishing your big reel. You're fishing a Mac 30.
Oh, yeah.
You might be fishing a Tac 25. You might be fishing, you know, whatever it is. But heavy gear. It's nighttime fishing. There is no finesse to it. There is no line shy to it. And we heard Mark talk about it. The fish is doing right now exactly what it's supposed to. It is the middle of the new moon in the fall at Clemente. There was a huge influx of big ones the last couple of days. Your timing, John, is fantastic. I mean, there is a lot of big fish around, and there's no reason not to be fishing heavy tackle on that big fish, because you're right. I mean, your opportunity at a 250 is fantastic right now. And
there's been some 300s, right? Yeah. Like
go to the 50.
Yeah, I mean,
got spooled in the 30.
There's no reason not to be fishing your heavy tackle. When you're attached to a big one, the bigger, you know, obviously, you still got to be able to fish with it, and you've got to be able to be comfortable to use that tackle, but the bigger the rod and reel that you have in your hand when you're attached to a big one, the flat out physically easier it's going to be on the angler to wind the fish. Now, you've got to find the balance of having gear that's still comfortable to fish with. You know, you can't can't put a 130 in your hands and wind the jig all night. Once you're attached on a reel that big, sure, it's easy, but you've got to find the balance between the two. But you got to fish heavy, because an 80-pounder will come in on your 60-pound rig, no problem. A 280-pounder, it just doesn't. You know, there's anomalies to everything, but let's be real about it. Like, it, when you're fishing for those big ones, you've got to have the right tackle to get it.
And the landings have just beefed up. Like, we've heard Carl from Fisherman's Landing in here, and whether you're going out of Seaford, Point Loma, Fisherman's, I think maybe possibly even H&M, I don't know for
sure,
certain,
yeah.
But they all have this gear for rent. Like, I think Carl was saying for $75, right?
And you got to get them on the right gear.
Yeah.
You know, you get the wrong fish on the wrong gear, and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah.
We had a 320 on there, and the guy had it on. I think he had it on 130. We fought it for 5 hours. The crew was passing it around, and he had it on heavy string.
Yeah.
And we see fish hooked on lighter gear. Don't fish light line. Start with 130.
He told him.
Then you go to 200.
You can always drop.
Yeah.
You can always drop if you need to, but don't.
Yeah, then I go to my 50 narrow, if they're biting, with 200, even 300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just exponentially easier to turn the handle with bigger gears and bigger handles. Like, a lot of people get wrapped up on drag pressure. I sent this reel to Cal. I got it souped up. It makes 40 pounds drag. We can't hang on to 40 pounds of drag. Mm-hmm. Maybe Kevin can hang on to 40 pounds of drag. You can't hang on to 40 pounds of drag.
I can almost promise you.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, let's be honest. 40 pounds of drag is a lot of drag.
Yeah, you can't hang on to it. It's way too much.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not just about drag pressure.
But and that's what you're laying out,
yeah.
Right? So, yeah, you can – it's the same thing in bass fishing, Rick. Yeah, that reel puts out 25 pounds of drag pressure. It doesn't matter, man.
Sure.
Like, there's no way you're going to land a 12-pound calico, I promise you.
Who cares if you have 40 pounds of drag pressure if you can't turn the handle when you need to?
Yeah, it's after that first run.
Yeah.
He makes that first smoking run, then he settles down. Then you bump it up when he's making the death circle.
Totally.
Spiral him up.
Yeah, your heavy drag pressure just stops those – it just stops drag from slipping. Like, heavier drag pressure just keeps the inches on the reel. It doesn't stop them from running. Like, that's not how it works, you know. Sure, it slows them down and it puts more heat on them, but your heavier drag pressure at the end, it's just so, like, the little slips doesn't happen. He doesn't get his head and shoot 6 feet off this way. When he's making his inside turn and then he goes to the outside, you don't lose that little bit. Like, that's what your heavier drag pressure is doing for you. You need torque. You need big gears, big drag, and good technique of just, you know, not losing feet and inches. It equates to big fish on the boat.
That's such a great conversation, Rick, because there are so many guys, like, whether it's the bass world or big tuna world, that brag. I mean, almost like I don't want to say anything, but they're bragging about their drag pressure, you know, and what they can get out of the reel.
The scale guys on every trip, they're over there, and there's 10 guys lined up, scale out every single, and they're like, what do you fish? I'm like, I don't know. I wrap my line around my hand, and I pull it off the reel, and I want it to be tight, but not stupid tight.
That's it.
That's it.
There it is.
You can feel it.
If
it's
cracking
and pinging and everything, it's too tight.
It's too tight.
Yeah, back it off.
Right?
It's all good.
It's good conversation.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can always bump it up.
That's it.
Hey, we're going to be right back with a good conversation when we return on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Kevin Mattson, your fish report some more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, Salty Crew, Phoenix, Graftech, Penn, MC Baits, and more. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit the Rollo kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's just so cool having Kevin in studio, the stories and everything that comes with it. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090. There's one open line. It's yours right now.
Yeah, been a busy morning and a great opportunity. One of the first times we've had an open phone line for you, for sure. Well, hey, we got another special guy on the line. I got our good buddy Arnie calling. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, Corey, Ricky, and Kevin.
Hey,
great
what's happening?
Show today, guys. What I want to announce is on Charter Challenge, you had one of the callers just calling in a couple guys ago. I still have spots available on the Tomahawk down here in San Diego. We're going to combine Inland Empire and San Diego on the Tomahawk. We still have room on the Fury in Orange County and the Pride in L.A., guys. $650 for a two-day trip with meals and a CCA membership, and we have a bunch of really great prizes from Pelagic, Daiwa, Akuma, and Penn, plus others. Mm-hmm. Come on out, guys. The fishing's great. Just listen to what you guys were talking about this morning. It's awesome, actually. So please, come on out. Join us. We leave tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Well, if somebody wants to take advantage, like you say, it's been very, very good fishing, and a two-day trip, boy, certainly poised to be able to take advantage of both, you know, get the opportunity at the variety and the bigs. If somebody wants to do that, how do we jump on and be a part of that, Arnie?
You basically go to ccacalifornia.org, sign up there, and guys, please come on out, support CCA. We're going to have a lot of fun, guys, really. And a big, big, big happy birthday to my buddy and everybody's buddy, the cowboy.
Yep, no doubt. The texts have been flooding in with everybody wanting to mention happy birthday to Cowboy. He's a guy that, you know, you talk about long range fishing and charter fishing that's been around it forever. One of the fun charter masters from all the way back in the qualifier days and all the big boats now. And just a dude with a heart of gold that's been everybody's bud. We're wishing you a very happy birthday, Cowboy. You're one of the best around for sure.
All right,
Arnie. Well, a great job. Good luck on the CCA Charter Challenge, and we hope you guys rope them. We'll look forward to getting a report from you as the wrap-up next week.
You betcha, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate that very much. I thought this was a great text. This one was for Kevin. So, good morning, guys. Kevin, I'm so curious what kind of gear you bring down and what kind of permits you need when you're making your Baja trips. Do you worry about biosphere bracelets when you're down there fishing on the islands? That's from Rory in Lakeside.
I just have my Mexican license. That's the main thing. I don't worry about biosphere bracelets and all that stuff. I'm going to the local villages, and they kind of run all that. You know what I mean? It's, you know, the place we just went is completely closed off. No one can fish there. But if you get in with the locals and you're respectful and you're just like, hey, I just want to go fishing. And that particular trip we just took was catch and release, too. So you're impacting nothing. And
And that's really the way the, quote unquote, the locals want to see it, right? They,
well, yeah.
they just want to see the respect and for the environment and for, and they truly do. I mean, you talk about the people of Baja and you just think they're off the grid and really don't care and they want to wrangle and kill everything. They're not that way.
No, yeah,
they're,
right.
they're very much, oriented toward the conservative side, as Rick is, myself and Kevin. Like that's just, you want to catch and release your fish, and they want to see the same thing. So it's Baja Insurance. I mean,
Baja Insurance as well. Yeah,
vehicle insurance is a big one.
And be prepared for variables.
Okay.
I mean, spare tires.
That's Mexico.
You know, I was going to ask you that.
It's just a lot of different.
What kind of gear do you have for the truck, for the trailer?
You know, well, just
minimal locks. I mean,
I bring extra tires for the trailer when I bring the boat. You know, two tires for the truck, mm-hmm. just extra water, food, you know, my Coleman stove, and just, you know, we break down by the side of the road, we have enough to just be sustained.
Yeah, totally.
Because there's so many variables. Baja, it's just one variable after another on all these trips.
And given the fact that, you know, the possibility of stranded on the side of the road for a day or two or whatever it might be,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people would be without water? Think about that one, like just water and food and the simplicities of. Come on, man, there's cell phone range like anywhere for the most part.
Well,
right?
Now you got
like,
a cell phone, before you didn't. But I've been stranded down there multiple times, you know. So
it's part of the
kind of
risk reward.
I've had to hike out all night down a washboard road because my radiator broke free and all my radiator fluid leaked out. And we met some guy in camp. I picked up a cow skull. We found this cow carcass by this lagoon that had been chewed up by crabs or something. So I carried this cow skull out with me because this guy had bones around his RV where he was staying. He was a gringo white guy.
Uh-huh.
So I literally knocked on his door and I go, "Hey, I got this cow skull for you. Can you possibly help me fix my truck?" And he did. He came out. He had baling wire. He tied my radiator up. He put stop leak in it. He had radiator fluid and like. It was enough to get home.
Just like that.
Yeah, there's another check mark in the Matson Baja story.
Yeah, right?
It's just being polite with the people is the main thing, too. You don't go down there with that arrogant American attitude. You know, it's just, you know, these people are very simple, and some people might look down on them, but there's no need to, man. They're great people, and they can get by with nothing. Like, they're unbelievable.
They do.
And they are. And they're happy-go-lucky, too. It's, you know, no food, no water, no problem. Like, just, man.
And you're right, Kevin. I mean, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but the people of Baja are the most warm, like, receptive.
Oh, they're awesome.
The most heartfelt, warm people on this planet. They're the happiest, truly.
They
really are. It's a neat experience. I mean, there's a, as we all know, a risk or whatever that comes with driving. If you're on a trip with Cass or you're going with Rosie to Cedros Island, you experience the same thing, but you have a complete safety net to follow you the whole way. You know, so it's kind of a cool experience all the way around.
It's the same thing with the people, you know, in the Amazon and the Essequibo. They were just the most simple, basic, but just unaffected. Like you said, unbothered. Like,
right.
It can be pouring rain, cold, this, that, or the other, no shoes, you get a thorn through your foot, whatever it is with them. Their demeanor never changes. They just they have a smile, it's no problem.
Yeah.
The very first thing you said when asked that question was you just treat everybody with respect. Man, you do that everywhere you go, you're not going to have problems.
Yeah, just be cool.
Yeah.
Just be, and you know what? And they see that. And then when you see them next time, hey, what do you need? You need flashlights? You need food for your dog.
Yeah.
Like I told you, when I first met the people where we go, you know, I took a picture of the guy and his wife, went home, blew the picture up, framed it for him, just brought it back just as a token to say thank you for letting you stay in your plywood shack.
You know,
it's like, and they appreciate that. And I appreciate being able to sleep there.
And you're not doing that to buy your way in. You're doing it as a respectful thing for a cool host to carry it.
Just
like,
saying
you're doing
thank
it because that's the right thing to do.
Just saying thank you because I'm stoked.
You treat your life that way, everything happens.
Yeah.
You know, you deal with a game, you know, people tell you the same thing. You know, you deal with a game warden. Treat that guy with respect. He's going to do the same back for you. You're down in Mexico and there's a fish camp and those guys are down there grinding out, making a living, catching fish. You're wanting to do the same thing. Just all of those things, you know, spiral into each other. But I thought a great text, Rory, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cone from Rancho, San Diego. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great conversation. Kevin, great to hear from you. I heard you mention coffee grinders earlier, and recently I was on an Islander trip, and I was crushing the Dorado with my 25-pound Thunnus, a Shimano Thunnus with a talus rod, and I love that for that lower grade, small to mid-grade fish.
Oh, yeah,
that's fun
fishing
right there. Cast it. I love the bait runner. But I always get the sideways look, or I heard an old codger say, you know, I heard him grumble, I caught those on a spinner, you know, and then I just feel like I'm always feeling like people are kind of judging that. I use conventional rods for heavier stuff. If I might need to use a rail, of course, I got a Talica on a CalStar, and I love that heavier, you know, the conventionals for the heavier stuff. But I always just feel like out here on the West Coast, we're kind of those of us who are spinners and like the Thunnis and that we're kind of always kind of looked at sideways. And I wanted to know if you think I'm at a disadvantage. I feel like I catch more as much or more fish than others when I'm fly lining the sardine.
Well, the main thing is as long as you're having fun, right? I mean, you paid the same fare as everybody else. You're out there to have fun. Just, you know, as long as you're following your line and not tangling nobody and having a good time, I don't even worry about it. That whole sideways look is funny to me. I mean, for me, I'm always, like, keeping my mind open and my eyes open because I see things on these trips from guys from the East Coast or wherever they come from, and I'll just kind of watch them and evaluate them, you know. And just like the spinning rod thing and the popper and stuff, a lot of guys, oh, the coffee grinder, and if you watch those guys that talk like that, they normally don't catch the most fish. You know what I mean? I'm always trying to add to my game and watch things and learn.
Yeah.
And progress. And it's all been, like, you can see the popper game on the West Coast now has come so far. You know, it's mainstream.
It honestly got me going, Kevin.
It was fun.
Yeah, right?
Fun.
I mean, the whole popper thing
sure.
Going offshore.
I bring a popper on every trip. I
right.
always throw it. I'm the first guy to break that thing out. And
John using the spinning gear, I mean, he's having a great time.
If he can cast with it and he can hook them on it
and
land them
fish.
On it, yeah, and you're getting bit. And I've seen spinning rod guys get bit on light line when other guys can't get bit.
Yeah.
How you can't hate on a guy if he's getting them. If he's getting them.
Yeah. You had mentioned, you know, is there an advantage? Like, there's advantages and disadvantages to everything you do. Like, fishing is just so not a black or white deal. Like, you can say that spinning rod has a huge advantage in casting a light bait. You know, put yourself with an 8-foot spinning rod and, you know, you've got a shoulder hooked bait that you can present that thing much farther away from the boat with still a nice soft entry. Like, you can get a bait away from the boat easier. When that bait's pulling line off the reel with an open spool with zero resistance, you could fly line a bait better. So that could be an advantage. You could look at it the other side and say, hey, you hooked that fish, and now you don't have the ability to use the rail. Spinning reels have come a long way, but just if you're comparing apples to apples, they do not make as much torque as a conventional reel. You don't have the option of dropping down to a low gear. All of those things are compensated by good technique and knowing how to pull on a spinning rod is much different than pulling on a conventional rod. Like, that was something that we talked a little bit about the Louisiana trip that was a little bit hard for me to overcome. I'm very comfortable casting a spinning rod, you know, from lifetime growing up freshwater bass fishing. What I was not real comfortable was pulling on a big fish, catching the reds and the drums, all that kind of stuff. No problem. You know, I can handle pulling on a 30-pound fish for 5 or 10 minutes, no problem. But, you know, some of those tarpon were 150 pounds, and, like, you're pulling on it for a long time, and it is just truly different technique.
It's almost taxing.
And I didn't have that technique. You know, I mean, I was fine, but, like, you know, you put a conventional rod in my hand, and I know how to hold that and be comfortable. I mean, going back to that, what I couldn't do was figure out how to be comfortable while holding a spinning rod. It was just different.
But it's complete opposite. You're pulling on a 100-plus-pound fish with your right hand with the rod. It's
totally different, yeah.
Instead of the left hand.
Weird muscles and the winding motion. Yeah. It's hard to short crank them. It's just.
But in from John in Rancho San Diego, his case, catching smaller fish. Like,
yeah, he's just having fun. It's different.
The Dorado and small.
I love it, yeah. And gear has come such a long ways. The old days, what Kevin said, of a guy looking at you sideways with a coffee grinder, like, gear has progressed beyond that. You know, they make very high-end spinning tackle that is very capable of catching a big fish. It's a little more spendy. Like, the one thing with, if you're going to pursue good saltwater fishing and you want to do it with spinning tackle, you do have to budget a little more for it. There is lesser expensive spinning gear that works, but if you're talking about big ones, you do have to spend more. Where most conventional reels, they have, you know, lower cost, but still very effective. You know, you look at Trinidad, and there's Torium that's easier to buy. You look at, you know, Pentorx, there's Penfathoms, and Akuma's the same way, and so is that everybody is.
But
you know,
when it goes to the spinning side.
When it comes to spinning outfits, you lose a little bit in the torque, and torque is that's the part we've been talking about all morning, the part that turns the handle. And and to take a bigger fish, you gotta spend a few more bucks. You gotta be at that Saragossa, or better yet, the Twin Power level, or, you know, maybe even the Stella level. You know, as you increase in quality and spinning, it makes a huge difference in applying the power that you put down. And, like, being able to turn the handle, that's kind of everything.
No doubt.
Still is an investment, and literally that, an investment. I mean, that's something that you're going to have for many, many, many years.
Yeah. If a guy's into it, I really like that twin power. Twin Power is like all of the tech that they learned in a lifetime of building Stellas in a reel that's at least a little more realistic for guys like us. I mean, don't get me wrong. If the budget is there for Stella, you're right. You know, if that's what you're going to do it. But it's $1,200 now. Like that for a guy like me, that's I love it. I wish it was. It's just out of my price range. Twin Power is like the same cost as a high-end conventional reel. It's in that like $600 world. Still a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that you know, spending $600 on a reel is no big deal.
But much more affordable.
It's a lot easier than double that, and it's still a very legit spinning reel that can handle a big one. Okay.
And that's Shimano what do they call it?
Twin power. Like that's the level that I like for high end, but at least realistic on more of our budget.
That's great discussion because
I like
there's
it.
Really a place for spinning outfits, especially on your own private boat too.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Well, I got the Makaira when they first had the first spinner come out as a prototype. And took it on a long trip on a 16-day, and I got a 130 on it. I probably was on it for 45 minutes on that fish.
A 130?
Yeah, I got a 130. And it was funny because he was boiling in the chum line, and no one could get bit on him. And I was watching him, and I'm like, you know what?
And the thing had already come up.
Yeah, it was rolling in the corner, and I'm like, you know what? I think I can reach. The wind was blowing out to it, and I go, I think I can reach that thing with the Orca.
Yeah.
And I grabbed that thing and went, I literally landed it right on a roll.
On a lure. On the Orca.
Yeah, and I went twitch, twitch, and I went boom, and everybody saw it.
And you got him.
And nobody else had a fish on. It was pretty I probably 45 minutes and got him like a 130. And then I came back here when the bluefin thing first kind of started and got a 130 on the popper on the same reel, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But like I said, if you hook the wrong one, I hooked one at Clarion that was probably, it was over two. It was probably 250 and blew up on my popper and just smoked me.
It's tough not being able, we've developed, Kevin's like such a master at it, like the technique of using the rail to your advantage and all those things, like you get really good and smooth at it, and that's one of the problems with spinning is it takes that right out of the equation.
Interesting.
You know, like, and you just develop your technique, you know, you watch a guy like Kevin is so smooth and comfortable utilizing the rail, you take that out of it, it's like you gotta go back to putting the thing in your hip and pulling on it, and you know, if you did nothing but that, you'd be an assassin with that spinning rod. That's just not how we do it.
Now, let me ask you: doesn't APCO make spin straps?
They do, for sure.
I mean, explain that.
So the spin strap is basically allows you to affix your spinning rod to a harness. You know, there are no harness lugs on a spinning reel, and it's basically a little web strap that's got two D rings on it that wraps around the foregrip on your spinning rod, then can attach you to a harness. And you can put huge pressure on a fish. And that just goes to what we were saying earlier, like the right technique. Like you put all the pieces into play, you can kill whatever you want with that big a tackle, but you gotta do it right. You've gotta have the belt and harness. You gotta be good at fishing in a belt and harness. A guy can put huge pressure on a fish with that gear. It has lost its favor for how we do things now because rail fishing, you can be so mobile and you can rest. But there's a reason that all the big fish previous to that were caught in the belt and harness because you can apply huge amounts of pressure to a fish and you can take that pressure off of your arms and you can put it on your butt and put it on your legs and put it on to places where you don't get tired. And so you can still do the same thing with spinning gear, but it just takes the preparation of having all those things.
It's just what I'm gathering. It's all on technique,
that's
man.
It.
And,
brings the belt back in.
Totally.
Yeah,
does.
If you don't have the belt, you get that big old bruise on your hip.
Yeah. It's all like a system, but you know, you do all those things. You're right in it, man. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full day trip on the Liberty. Man, we've had an awesome 2 hours. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in 15 British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Salmon. expensive, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sands Bit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Kevin's got the honors to flip the coin.
Yeah, full-day trip on board the Liberty, going to one lucky caller or texter. Kevin, do us the honors. We're going to find out who's got it, the call or the text.
It's all you.
Shoot us the coin flip.
Here we go.
Hey, we got a texter.
How about that? Okay. It's John. John from Laverne.
Congratulations, yeah. John. You're going fishing on board for Liberty, and man, what a run those guys have been on. You're gonna have a great trip, no doubt about it.
Good times. Well,
speaking of great trips, Kevin, I can't ever get over how fast 2 hours rolls by having you in here. A great time, so much cool fishing to talk about. I just like your attitude. You like going fishing. You don't care where it is or what it is. It's having a great time. Some really, really good info, and we'll look forward to hearing how the big trip goes on the Big X. And I know that's a which trip is that? Is that a Nakuma trip? Is that a Phoenix trip?
Gear.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Pleasure Gear. Awesome.
Yeah, already a decade on that boat.
Yeah,
that particular trip.
You've done a lot of field testing for a lot of companies. You've done a lot of representing for a lot of companies for exactly the same reason that this radio show is so great. Very, very willing to share. Very great with info. Very gracious with people. Gracious with your time, and man, that was awesome.
I really appreciate
having you. Yeah,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what's up next? You got the Big X trip, and then do we focus on Baja? Do you just focus on what's next? Like what's next in the world of Kevin?
Kind of looking at maybe going to Fiji.
Fiji.
Okay. Yeah, Jody from the Apollo's got a little operation going over there, and he kind of
Dwayne Diego is mentioning that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He made a little cast at me and kind of said, "Hey, Kev, what do you think? You want to come out and check this out?" And I'm like, twist my arm.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's another one of them kind of frontier. I don't know what's out there.
Can't wait to hear about it.
It'll be cool.
I like your style. Yeah. Awesome. Great job, man. Very much appreciate you being here with us for the last couple hours. Corey saying, what a great time. Huge thanks to Christian for keeping us on the air. Big thanks to Adam on the app. And a big thanks to you for listening to us on Let's Talk Hookup today. A great show. Lots of fun. And we look forward to having you tomorrow. Another great show. Unfortunately, you just got Corey and myself, man. We're going to be hanging out, talking calico bass, talking great fishing, more of this great adventure to Baja. We're going to have a lot of fun. No game plan. Just a great show for you.
Just good time.
You got questions. You got stories. You want to be a part of it. We want to have you on Let's Talk Hookup. Give us a call again Saturday, tomorrow morning, Sunday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.